Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to the Tuesday edition, the Election Tuesday edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Yes, today, voters in many, many states go to the polls. The big prize is the Virginia governor's race, the New Jersey governor's race. Some of the big decisions include, will Minneapolis disassemble and disband its police department in the aftermath of George Floyd? And will voters in many big cities, including Georgia, New York City, pick a law and order candidate after 15 months of the BLM lawlessness and disorder campaign to defund police across America? Those are some of the big questions riding on tonight's elections. We're going to have it covered stem to stern here at Just the News. We'll have all-night coverage. I'll be on Real America's Voice as a political analyst tonight, giving some insights as the early results come in. But while that is occurring, today we have a great suite of stories and a great group of guests joining us back-to-back today to make sense of politics are Jenny Beth Martin, the founder of the Tea Party Patriots and a really prescient political advisor. And then Dr. Rick Scarborough, he is the head of Recover America. That is a very influential Christian nonprofit that operates in the intersection of where faith and politics mix. A lot of people say he helps put Jesus into the public square. A very important, influential person inside one of the most important blocks of voters that Republicans and conservatives rely on, evangelical Christians. We're going to talk to both of them about what's been going on. How did this school board movement from Loudoun County to Southlake, Texas, now to, I think, 80 recall elections tomorrow or tonight in the national election, 80 school boards affected by recalls, I think more than 200 school board members being recalled. That is a stunning number, two or three or four times what the normal number would be in a regular year. How did that happen? Well, Dr. Scarborough and Jenny Beth are going to make sense of that right after this commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as I mentioned, it is Election Day 2021, and no better person to make sense of what is going around the country than our good friend, Jenny Beth Martin, the head of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It is a remarkable day, and everybody will be looking tonight at these elections from their local vantage point, right? If you're in the Virginia, you're looking at the Loudoun County School Board or the Virginia governor's race, and in Minneapolis, it's the funding the police department. But this is really, I think, a proxy election to decide where we're headed in the next 2 to 3 years of the country. Tell us what trend lines you see and what we should be watching for tonight.
Well, I think that what is very interesting about what's happening in Virginia is that Youngkin is surging, and for the first time in a decade, Virginia is competitive for the Republicans. We have I don't know what will happen at the end of the night and how the votes will all shake up, but the fact that Virginia is even competitive at all right now indicates to me that people are very tired of what they are getting from the far left in this country. And we're seeing I think that this is a battle between the far left and their extreme ideas versus people who are standing for individual liberty and individual freedom.
Yeah, and that really was, you know, when you look specifically at the rise of Glenn Youngkin, his focus on freedom, his focus on common sense, his focus on the economic issues that, you know, we've all suffered from since January. he really stayed disciplined to those messages. And then, of course, that seminal moment occurs in the last debate where Terry McAuliffe proclaims that parents shouldn't have a role in their children's education. How was that such a, you know, a big turning point? How important was that moment when Terry McAuliffe uttered those words?
Well, I think that when he uttered those words, he was showing his hand to the people in Virginia. What we have seen play out, especially in Loudoun County in the national news, as parents have stood up in Loudoun County and across the entire country, parents are concerned about what happens in the classroom and what kind of education their children are getting. And we saw this really beginning. I mean, it's not fair to say parents have always cared what kind of education their children are getting. But when the schools shut down and the country locked down or communities locked down and the classroom became the kitchen table and the parents were actually hearing and reading and seeing what was being taught in that classroom, there was a change in America, and it was a tipping point because not only did we want our children back in school because we thought they needed to be in school getting an education in a classroom, but we wanted to make sure they actually were getting an education and not getting indoctrination. And So that really has played out across the entire country, and Loudoun County has been ground zero in this. And to say that parents don't have an input in this and parents don't have the decision-making authority, that is children are not wards of the state. They are our children. They're our sons and daughters. And I think that's offensive to parents on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. And, you know, some people have tried to think that was a gaffe, a mistake. It isn't a gaffe. It's really what he believes. And it really symbolizes or summarizes what a large part of the Democratic Party believes today, that the state knows better than a parent what they want for their child. And I think that is going to really come through in tonight's elections. We had three remarkable moms on the show yesterday, Lisa Cousins, Heather Schultz, and Dawn McGuire. They're running in the Dayton suburb of Centerville to oust their longtime school board, 25 to 27 year long members on the school board, basically a rubber stamp for a quarter century. Now three moms are putting that into jeopardy. How much does the energy that some of these local school board races create translate into future action, future leaders, future political organizing for the conservative movement going into 2022 and 2024?
Oh, I think that this is the base of the party, or the new base of the party. It's people who have aligned with conservative values or Republican values for many years, but maybe they haven't been active until now. Normally on the Republican side, you don't have people with young children who are as active as you do on the Democrat side, because those people are much more involved in other community activities in their children's lives. It just sort of is how things have gone in this country for many years. But now you've got these younger parents who are very, very involved, and they're not going away. They are worried about what's happening, not to what kind of legacy they're going to leave for their grandchildren or their adult children and grandchildren. They are worried about what is going to happen to their own children in the next 2, 5, 6, 8 years, not decades from now, but right now. And what kind of mind and ability to think and to reason their children are going to have. And that isn't going away. They understand that schools have major problems, and they just keep peeling layers, and it's like peeling an onion. It just doesn't stop. And I don't think these parents are going to stop. In my own local community in a suburb of Georgia, our parent group is not getting smaller. It continues to get bigger and bigger. And as they realize the kind of books that are being read and what is actually falling into children's laps, they're offended by it, and they want it to change.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And books come up so often when I talk to parents. I can't believe this book was in the library. That book was in the curriculum. And in a funny way, the pandemic almost became, there was a silver lining to it, which is that parents got to see a level of transparency into the curriculum that maybe they hadn't had a chance in some time to have. And I think that's really, really had a profound effect. Now, another big one, we're now 15 months or so removed from the summer protests of 2020, the BLM protests, the anarchist protests, and that led to some defunding in some cities. The defunding led to some violent crime. And now there's I call it the BLM boomerang. A lot of the candidates who are in the lead tonight for mayor, city council, other key positions, they're actually talking about refunding, growing the police department, supporting the police department. How big an issue has the funding and the violent spike that it created become for the American public?
It is a very big issue, because you want to know that when you walk outside your home, that you are going to be safe and you're going to be protected. And if something does happen, that there are police who can come and help resolve whatever the issue is. And also, most Americans understand that the people in law enforcement are risking their lives to ensure that we have safe communities. So I think this is a very, very big deal, and that is not going to go away either. I also think one thing, and I was talking to you before we came back on here about how I think that the issue of holding criminals or alleged criminals accountable has kind of merged with the school issue in Loudoun County. There is there are allegations that a student sexually assaulted another student in Loudoun County in a school bathroom, and the school board did not hold that person responsible and accountable the way that the law, I'm sure, would require, and instead moved the alleged assailant to another school where allegedly he committed another sexual assault. And that, to me, it makes me want to ask my own school board, and I hope that people who are listening consider this, we need to be finding out how many violent crimes are happening in our schools and what's happening as a result. Are the people who are committing the crime being held accountable, or is it being swept underneath the carpet? And I think that really has those two issues, not so much defunding the police, but not holding the people accountable who commit crimes, has merged with the school issue in Virginia.
Such an important point, sweeping that under the rug the way it did. You saw last week there was a student protest. Even students came out and said, we don't like the fact that there was a cover-up, that this was swept into the under the rug, and that, you know, we should have felt more vulnerable. We weren't alerted when students, you know, rise up that way and organically. So I think that they're really sending a message, and that lack of accountability seems to be a big issue in the school system. Teachers unions, longtime bureaucrats seem to have been able to thwart accountability. And it seems like this moment might be the moment where that occurs. As you step back, what is the big things you're going to look for tonight that will set the blueprint for the 2022 and 2024 elections? What are your bellwethers that you're watching for tonight?
Well, whether Youngkin wins or not, and I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know how things are going to turn out. If the election is as close as the polling indicates, or if Youngkin actually wins, I think that shows that Biden, his administration, the far left people who are pushing a very radical agenda in the country are actually out of touch with what Americans think. And the reason I think that's so important in Virginia is that over the last decade, we have not considered Virginia a purple state. We've considered it a blue state.
That's right.
In January of this year, the thought that a Republican would be competitive in the governor's race on election day was really unthinkable. And yet we've seen this huge shift. And if it is as close as it seems it may be, or if Youngkin wins, I think that should be a warning sign for Democrats who are liberal and moderate, but not far left, that perhaps they need to get back in touch with what their constituency actually wants. And remember that in America, we value individual liberty, and we value liberty, period.
Yeah, such an important point. And I think that word will be significantly mentioned in the aftermath of this election. Freedom, liberty is going to be such an important bellwether. Jenny Beth, it's always an awesome to talk to you. You always have a big picture of what's going on in America, and we're so grateful, and hope to get you back in the next few days, maybe to make sense when all the smoke clears from election night.
Sounds very good. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks again. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break right after this. Dr. Rick Scarborough, the head of Recover America, a Christian nonprofit, a man who's actually doing a lot to register Christians to vote in upcoming elections. We're going to get his take on what's at stake tonight right after this commercial break. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200. G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, a man who has been right at that intersection where faith and politics have been meeting in the public town square for the last two decades. His name is Dr. Rick Scarborough. You probably have heard of him from the group that he leads, Recover America, which is a very influential Christian nonprofit. You may have read some of his best-selling books like Enough is Enough, Mighty Men Stay on Track. And most recently, he's been doing a new project, which I find very exciting, taking a look at what we call the Jonathan Project, but taking a look at how we can go about getting Christians registered and out into and more engaged in politics so that faith and politics can push in one direction. Joining us right now is Dr. Rick Scarborough. Rick, great to have you on the show, sir.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. I've long appreciated the incredible work you do, and it's just a privilege to be a part.
Well, that goes the same for you. You have made such an important difference in America, and you look at the conservative movement today, and without people of faith, without evangelicals, without that energy that has come over the last two or three decades from that very important part of the party would be lost. It would be a minority party. And so you're doing so much, and here we are on Election Day 2021, the possibility that a Republican wins Virginia for the first time in a few decades. What do you see as the energy, the moment that this election has brought to America?
Well, we're living once again in the reminder that Satan always overplays his hand. The radical left in our country have been quietly polluting the minds of our children for probably the last two decades. Most of us have been busy going to work and dropping our kids off at schools, hadn't paid much attention to what was taking place, but they go off to college and we wonder how we lose them. And suddenly all of this talk about critical race theory and these things have evolved out of the race in Virginia, brought national focus to what we had discovered right here in Harris County where I live.
Right.
And that things are being taught to our children that are just reprehensible to everything America stands for. And that's caused the rebirth of a movement much like the Tea Party in 2008.
Yeah, it is remarkable. The energy. I mean, when's the last time that you're talking about record turnout in a school board? You know, normally school board elections are like a rubber stamp. The same school board member gets time after time reelected. But all of a sudden, there's this incredible, extraordinary energy. And in a funny way, you know, I know Christians always look to find the silver lining in a cloud because, you know, God often works in mysterious ways. The pandemic actually opened people's eyes. They got an internal look at what was going on in the schools that they might not otherwise have had the time to look at. And now this issue of who's in charge of the future of education, Terry McAuliffe made that blunder, although it's something I think he believes, that no parent shouldn't have a say. It seems like today it's parents' opportunity to say, yes, we do have a say. We should have the primary say. How do you think that will play out? Do you think there will be some big school board wins tonight?
I think I think right here in the three school board elections that we weighed in on, the largest in Texas, which is Harris County, the third largest, which is Cy-Fair, and then a lesser in terms of size but important school district, Klein. We weighed in on all three of those, and I think we're going to have significant victories in all of them. We may not win the five school board seats that we sought to win in HISD, which would have given conservatives control because of the makeup of some of those districts. But I certainly believe we're going to win two to three of those seats for sure, and a fourth maybe. And that will rock the educational establishment across Texas and across America, for that matter, if, in fact, that's what happens at 7 o'clock this afternoon. And I certainly want your audience to pray that that's what happens.
Yes, yeah, such an important moment. And, you know, it was just a few months ago where really the first cannon shot, I think, was fired on this as Loudoun County was just starting to emerge in Virginia as ground zero. Some brave parents in Southlake, Texas, stood up and they won unexpectedly a couple of seats, actually
exactly.
Quite swept the suite of elections that were open in May. And I think that was the warning shot, the firing shot that said, hey, parents are not going to sit back any longer. They're going to carpe diem, take control of this. Now, there'll be results tonight. We'll have a good sense. A lot of people see this as a larger national referendum on the approach that Biden represents with the progressive Democrats in his party and the policies of Donald Trump, which still remain very popular, even though he's not president. What happens from this election as someone who's out there trying to get people registered and active and put their faith into action? How much a springboard can 2021 be to the 2022 election where control of Congress is up?
Well, John, we saw this in our neck of the woods as a gift. We were preparing for what we were calling 70 weeks to save America by saving Texas. We were raising money and making plans to do a sweep across the state of Texas, just like we did back in 2002. In fact, one of your assistants who works for you, her father was working with me at that time, and we made a swing across Texas.
David Lane, right? Yeah.
That's
a good friend.
Right. We had 2,000 preachers that signed a commitment to register people and push them to the polls. And the result of that, which was quite unexpected by us, we wanted to win some races, but that's when Texas became blood red. And for the first time since Reconstruction, every statewide office holder was pro-life, pro-family, as were all of the both houses of our state legislature. And then over the next 20 years, every election we lost ground. We lost ground. We lost ground. Back in 2016, I moved to Washington, D.C. and decided I'd just kind of sell off into retirement by teaching Bible study among members of Congress.
Right. Congressman Randy Weber, I remember that Bible study.
By the way, I baptized him in the church I pastored before he went to Congress. So we have a long tie together. But the what happened in 2018 is Beto O'Rourke almost unseated Ted Cruz. Here we have a pro-life, pro-family son of a minister almost defeated by nothing less than I call him a communist. He calls himself a socialist. And that's when I decided, even at the age of 67, that God wasn't through with me mobilizing pastors. So I moved back to Texas, reconstituted my old board of directors, and launched Recover America, a second organization that I've launched in my lifetime. And planning for 2022, we found out about these races in Harris County that happened in November preceding what we had planned. And this gave us a prime opportunity to get conservatives motivated and activated. In prelude to the 2022 election, we believe the victories we will see today and the information we've dispensed and handed out to thousands, taken right off the website of HISD, which is scandalous to see, will help us then mobilize pastors all over Texas. You know, John, pastors don't move until they feel a little bit of heat, until they feel threatened. Well, this movement among their lay people, and what the pastors are now seeing is taking place in the public schools right under their nose has been an awakening call to them. And we're going to use it to move thousands of pastors we trust in the next 12 months and then take that model to battleground states all over in 2024. That's our plan.
Yeah, that energy is going to spill over. You can just feel it. It's been a long time. I have covered politics for 30 years. It's been a long time since I felt a level of energy like I feel now. I think the 1980 race probably had a lot of this energy, you know, with the Reagan Revolution beginning. Certainly the Tea Party in 08 would be another one.
Exactly.
And it just feels like the perfect merger of energy and intention. And you said it, you know, when I first came to Washington, there was a wily old senator from Wisconsin. I had just come from Wisconsin, so where I had gone to school. And so he had just retired. His name was Bill Proxmire. He was a liberal Democrat, famous because he had never spent more than $2,000 in campaign donations to win any election. And I sat with him and I said, "Sir, could you give me some advice? I'm a new kid here in Washington. And what are things?" And he said two things. You can take three things to the bank. One is never ascribe to conspiracy what you can explain through bureaucratic failure. Two, always count on Republicans to fold their cards too early. And three, always count on Democrats to drive their car too far over the bridge to nowhere. They're always going to take it one step too far, and that's always going to pull the American cause the American people to pull back. This seems like a pullback moment, a statement to the Democratic Party that all the things you've been trying to slide into the public policy realm don't belong. Will that continue into 2022, 24? Do you think that message continues to build?
I do think it does, John. You see the world through the lens of politics, and well, you should. That's your forte. As a preacher in politics, I see a spiritual component to it.
Sure.
And what I see God doing right now is he's simply awakening a church that has gone to sleep. You know, pastors, out of deference to their elected officials, especially President Trump, who had been so good toward evangelicals, as well as the imminent fear of this this virus that nobody quite knew what to make of it, they willingly laid down the reins of their church, complied with government requests to close the doors until we could, quote, turn the curve on this disease. I saw something much more sinister from the beginning, and I take your warning well about conspiracy theories, but the Bible tells the pastor that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. The government said forsake. I could see it for a month, maybe 2 months, but this extended an elongated period when there were thousands that were allowed to meet in the streets and tear down buildings and create havoc in some of our cities, when there were Walmart and big box stores were wide open with people, crowded in, and liquor stores and strip clubs allowed to function, but churches were not. And when the pastor complied under those guidelines for such an extended period of time, it created a darkening upon our nation. And just when it looked hopeless, then the mothers discovered what their kids were being taught. And all of a sudden, the grassroots moment was born, and I'm trying to get preachers to catch up to it, because this is our moment to make a difference in our country.
It is. Faith and politics merge in that town square, and it can be very, very powerful. We live in an influencer's world, an influencer economy, people say, but for people of faith, for people who want to save the America that they've lived into, that it will be still based on In God We Trust and on the common sense core freedoms that we've always established for ourselves, who are the influencers? Who are the people that will inspire, lead, courageously change the country to the place it needs to be in the next 4 years? Who are some of the people you're looking at to make a difference as a leader on the front lines of politics and faith?
Oh, I believe Ted Cruz will continue to be an outspoken leader. I see a tremendous giftedness in Josh Hawley. His clarity, his moral clarity, is refreshing indeed. And I don't always jee-haw with Rand Paul, one thing I've loved is the way, as a medical doctor, has taken on Fauci, and time has proven him exactly correct in some of the things that
he sure does. This.
So I see a shift, and I see a lot of independents and middle of the roaders, and even some Democrats that are seeing the craziness of the of of some of the most radical of the left, and I see hope. I see that there's an opportunity now for what I refer to as a third great awakening. You know, one thing I have in common with David Lane, whom you mentioned, he and I both believe that the preachers finally have to be the influencers. There are a lot of people that are finding everywhere in the world around the preacher because they think the church will never really vote as it should and the people will never turn out as they should. But my belief is if the pastors don't lead, then there's not going to be any future hope for the country, because the church gives the guardrails. The church tells the politician and tells the secularist, this is right and this is wrong. And if you remove the guardrails, you begin discussing how many genders there are. You begin talking about hormones you can give to make a man a woman or a woman a man. And you begin to talk about critical race theory and all these other wild notions that previous generations wouldn't have thought of because there was a right and there was a wrong. So if the preacher doesn't remain the influencer, and if we don't get the pastors out front, there is no hope for America.
Yeah, that is such an important thing. And that's a place where you have been front and center trying to get that army assembled and get those folks here. It's such an exciting time to be a Christian and involved in politics today. And I think that energy is so apparent in the work you do, Dr. Scarborough. Such a great opportunity. I'd like to get you back on the show in a couple of weeks, maybe to help us make sense of what's happened and where the country goes as we head into 2022. Would that be all right?
I'd be glad to do that. It's so good to be a part of your show. Appreciate you.
Well, it was a great honor to have you on, and we'll be back in touch very soon. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day and get you ready for a big election night. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back. Yes, it's time to get ready for vote tallying. It is election night. We're going to keep you up to speed at Just the News. We're going to be watching the fund, defund police elections. We're going to be watching the school board elections and the recalls. And we're going to, of course, be watching those big prizes in Virginia, New Jersey, some of the New York City, the mayor in New York City, where Eric Adams seems a law and order candidate, seems poised to take over from a disorderly, lawless mayor named Bill de Blasio. All of that we will be covering tonight. Now, one reminder, one request for you. You probably heard the podcast over the weekend that we had with our good friends at Omaha Steaks. I am challenging my listeners. I've done it myself, but I'm challenging my listeners to put in an order at omahasteaks.com. Use the code JUSTNEWS, one word, in the search bar. When you go in, you're going to get this special package. It's called the Deluxe Grill Out Assortment Package. It is loaded with incredible food. Bacon wrap, filet mignon. Yeah, boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Filet mignon burgers, boneless pork chops, gourmet franks. There are sides, desserts, a whole lot more. Plus, you're going to get 12 free burgers. The price is 50% off the cost, and you're going to get another 10% by using the Just News tag. And here's what I'd like you to consider doing, because it's what I did. Go send a package to a veteran in your life, a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a colleague at work, somebody who wore the uniform and protected this country, fighting man, fighting woman of our great armed forces, surprise them and send them an Omaha Steaks package for a Veterans Day. It's only a few days away. Go make a difference in a veteran's life who's made a difference in our security. How do you do that? You go to omahasteaks.com, enter in the code JUSTNEWS. You'll get a very special package that Omaha Steaks has put together for veterans. I'm gifting one. I hope you'll match me. I'd love to get 1,000 people to send a steak package, one of the great Omaha Steak food packages, to veterans just to say thank you, just to make a little dent in the arena of appreciation that all of our veterans, all of our fighting men and women deserve. That is a special request. And my second request is come back tomorrow. We're going to make sense of the election. Lots to dig into, lots to learn about the state of the electorate, the proxy war between the Biden and Trump camps, and how the school board movement is energizing conservatives all across this country, and how the Black Lives Matter defund the police movement may have reached its boomerang moment, meaning we're going back to law and order and supporting police and refunding police departments because the alternative proved to be, well, deadly and violent. These spikes in crime in major cities where defunding occurred is become a very important urban issue, and it has created the opposite effect, a rejection of one of the key liberal priorities. Well, we're going to have all that tomorrow. In the meantime, go to omahasteaks.com. Make a difference in a veteran's life. Make them smile this upcoming Veterans Day. All right, folks, God bless you. God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. We are going to be back tomorrow. Until then, check out justthenews.com for all the breaking headlines in the election, and check me out on Real America's Voice, where I'll be giving some analysis from 6 to 9 o'clock tonight on Real America's Voice. You can see that on Channel 219 on the Dish Network. I believe it's Channel 240 on the Pluto Network. You can also download the app, or you can just watch me live on the TV tab at justthenews.com. God bless you. Good night. Have a great election night. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews, and use the promo code JUSTNEWS to save 10%. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.